we'll just do like them and just come like we are. Reckon that'd be all right. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Amen. Amen. This is the day the Lord's made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, it's to me, it has made this year kind of special to have Christmas on Sunday. I don't know, it's kind of makes you keep things in focus. Don't you all think so? Because then you kind of, I don't know, it just does something to you to realize that here we are, Sunday morning, December 25th, and we can worship the Lord together. And then do whatever we need to do and have a good time for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Well, would you stand up, please? I want to start out, and I have kind of a different word to open up the service with this morning, but it's a word that came to me, and I was reading Proverbs 25. Of course, this is the 25th day of the month, and I thought, I believe there's something in that Proverbs for me today. And I got picked out, of course, there's a lot in it, but I picked out two verses. And it's Proverbs 25, 13 is the first one. And it says this, like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. Amen. He refreshes the spirit of his masters. Now, like the coolness of snow at harvest time. Now, I know it's been a while, but I can remember when Jerry and all of them used to get out there in the summertime working in that hay. And there isn't anything hotter than working in hay. Just ask my grandkids that haul in the hay. It's picky. You get hay on you, and it itches, and you're sweaty. But you know, like the coolness of snow at harvest time, you get so hot, but just somebody bringing you something to drink. That's like the word, a word from God is to people who are in a dry spot in their life. Or they're just so thirsty, you know, in the heat of a battle. And somebody brings them a message of hope. It's like a cool drink of water if you're out there during harvest time. And then the other scripture verse is 23, and it's practically the same thing. As a north wind brings rain. That's not the one. There you go. Like a cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Now think about it. There it is again. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Well, you know, I know December 25th isn't the day that Jesus was born, but a long time ago we got a message from a distant land. We got the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And that's the message this morning. That's the message that if you're weary, if you're going through the heat of a battle, or if you just need a refreshing of the Lord this morning, let the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what it's all about, refresh your souls this morning. Amen? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to praise the Lord, and we're going to open it a little bit differently this morning. Of course, I know you all never know what I'm going to do. But I'd like this morning, and anybody that's listening, or if you listen to this later and it's recorded, we're just going to open up as a Christmas carol without the music, singing, "Oh Come, All You Faithful." Amen? All right.
Hallelujah.
Lost my words.
Oh come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold of angels singing exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. We'll give him all the glory.
Come on.
We'll give him all the glory.
Come on, yes.
We'll give him all the glory. Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah. Give him the glory this morning. Oh, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. We give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, the Word of God in flesh. Amen. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever come on, stop yeah. us?
And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Come on now.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Come on, church, one more time. Make that declaration this morning.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him this morning.
Oh,
we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. He's greater. He's mightier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you just think about the story. Our Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. And our Father, God. And I know we don't have this biblical account, but at some point, He said, Jesus, I've got to send you down there, son. And He says, Father, I'll go. And Amen. God says, there's no other way to save my people. I need somebody to go. I'll be with you. I'll make you. You've got to become human. You've got to take on all their burdens, all their sicknesses, all their pain. He says, Father God, I'll go. I'll go, and I'll be born of a Virgin Mary. And I'll be what I need to be to save our people. Amen. 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 The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Face to face we stand, and time beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and He's worthy of our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. How great above is our all God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great
is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great
is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We worship you, Jesus. Glory to God. How great is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
How great
is our God.
Sing with me, how great. And all will see how great
is our God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great.
Hallelujah. Yes, we worship and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, praise and worship
the name
team.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Here's these. Here's one. Amen. Praise God. Well, I just want to say this. I want to know if there's anybody here this morning that you just like to stand up where you are and briefly tell what Christmas means to you. Don't force yourself, but if you're just saying, I got something that I need to share.
I just want to thank God for sending His Son Jesus down here, that we have the joy that we have in our hearts because of what He did over 2,000 years ago. Because, like Pastor said in his bulletin this morning, where and what would we be had Jesus not come? So I want to praise Him and thank Him. I'm another year older. I thank God for that and for His exceedingly and abundant blessings upon us as His children, and how much He loves us. I just want to testify of his awesome love, his goodness, and his grace and mercies upon us, and I love my Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I give one more opportunity.
First of all, I want to say I love the Lord, but last night, I mean, I love the Christmas lights. I mean, that's my favorite, you know, and coming home from work last night, everybody's with their Christmas lights were so beautiful, and I pulled in my driveway, and when I got out of the car, I just looked up, and I mean, it was so clear, and there's so many stars, and it's like God outdoes it all. Amen. And I just thanked him, and I says, oh, Lord, this is so beautiful. I love your Christmas lights.
Amen. He's the light of the world, isn't he?
Amen. Amen. Well, we have a prayer list this morning, and we're going to go through that. We're going to pray for them and add some names if you have any. The ones on our prayer list this morning is Dimple Buck, Ron Burton, Robert Turner, Carla Turner, Brenda Thrasher, Jacob Hadley, Jim and Jan Hadley, Karen Nichols, Sheila Fausto, Edith Harmon, and Pete Kessler.
Hope Cross.
Hope Cross.
Grant.
Martha.
You know, Hope's mother's very ill.
Yes.
But she told me Friday night to pray, and she's got Guillain-Barre. By yesterday, the symptoms weren't going the way that Hope at first thought they were going to go. So even that time period is not progressing the way that Guillain-Barre can progress. So I'm just keep believing that it's not going to keep. I mean, I just feel like it's the more positive. But the main thing is, you know, her mother is not
a Christian. Right, she needs the Lord. And we also want to pray for Hope.
Yes.
Hope's going through a lot right now physically, and plus she's got some fever and stuff too. So there are some other things going on, but I know that lots of times she listens. Hope may not be here, the service is some, but she is listening a lot. Erin? Wow, that's our baby. He was born at 6 months. Our baby. Ken. Wait, I got one bigger. Brianna.
Can you pray for my mommy?
Bonnie. Bonnie Johnson.
Bonnie Johnson. Okay, Valerie.
Continue to pray for Wendell. They had to put in a trach and feeding tube, but he is actually doing better.
Okay, I saw a hand over here.
Pat.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely. Sometimes the holidays can be some of the hardest times for people, that when believers and non-believers and the families get together, because there's such a contrast in their lifestyles. You just pray for the Lord. We are the ones that have to end up showing a lot of grace and just a lot of love. And amen. Amen.
There's a little girl named Lexi Ellis. She's a cheerleader. She had an accident, and her vocal cords and stuff were destroyed in her throat. prayer.
Also, I wanted to tell you all this morning, I woke up with Jennifer on my mind this morning. So we want to pray for Jennifer Grimes this morning, okay? Okay. Amen.
Karen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this morning, we sense a specialness to this day. Not, Lord God, that necessarily it's any different than any other day, but in our hearts, there are things that are stirred because this is the day that we recognize the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I know that the thing that was the most important was His death and resurrection. But essential to the death and the resurrection was the birth. And I thank you, Lord God, that He came and was born. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And John says in his writings, and we beheld Him as the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And Lord, we just hold that dear to our hearts today. And in all the other things that may be associated with this season, we know that that's the core. That's the only reason the season exists. And so we thank you, Lord God. And we hold on to it as your children, as your followers, as believers in Jesus Christ. We hold on to that. And because of that, Lord God, we know we can come before you. Come boldly, you said, before the throne of grace, that you may be able to find help in time of need. We come boldly through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, Lord God, we come boldly before you. On behalf of all of those names that have been spoken out before you, Lord God. All of the ones that are written on this list. And the ones, Lord God, that have been spoken, Lord, out of their hearts. And that we pray, Lord God, because you are a God that said you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Lord God, there are those on this list that need salvation. They may need healing too, but they need most of all salvation. And Lord God, those names that we spoke out that need salvation, you are their salvation. And I thank you, Lord God, for ministering your word to them. You said you forgive all of our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases. You sent your word and healed them. So we know, Lord God, that those that we're praying for healing are within the realm of what you have promised and what you have provided. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And I thank you, Lord God, for supplying wisdom and direction for those that need that, Lord God. Some of those, Father, that have lost loved ones. Some of those, Lord God, that have loved ones that are in desperate physical condition. But, Lord God, you can bring them through. And we believe, Lord God, for you to take a hand in those who will trust in you and believe. And, Lord God, for us to ask of you means that we're trusting, means that we're believing in you, Lord God, that we're counting you faithful and we're counting you, Lord God, dependable to meet all of these needs. And Father, I pray for everybody today. I pray for those people that will find loss and sorrow in their hearts because they're separated from their loved ones, because they can't get together for one reason or another. And I pray, Lord God, that they'll have peace and joy in their hearts wherever they are. Mm-hmm. And Lord God, there are things that are going on in the world and turmoil and tribulation, Lord, and fighting and killing and all of these things that are going on, Lord God. And they're going on because they have rejected the Prince of Peace. And I thank you, Lord God, for just reaching out to your people that may be caught in these elements and taking care of them. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing all of your people in this day and in this hour. We trust in you, Lord God, with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. And thank you for answering our prayers this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I've got some scriptures I want to read to you. And I want to read these scriptures if I can. I want to read all of these scriptures before I start talking about them, because they are they're one and the same theme. But the first one is from Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. I'm reading actually a couple of verses, verse 6 and verse 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Luke chapter 1. Beginning with verse 30. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And Luke chapter 2, begin with verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We started out by saying, for unto you a child is born. And then we moved on to where, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And then we talked about, for unto you is born this day in the city of David. And my question, and I just want to look at this morning, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody else ever preach this. It probably has been. It's hard to preach something new. But my question to you, and the thought that I want us to think about this morning in the few minutes that we have left, is this. What would it be if Jesus had never been born? Now, I don't know how many of you are into it, but one of the most prolific holiday movies that people talk about and they watch and they show it every year, time and time again, different places, is the story of that Jimmy Stewart stars in called "It's a Wonderful Life." Story of Bedford Falls and George Bailey and in that, one of the things that's the key to it is that George gets into so much trouble he wishes he had never been born. He's just a trouble to people. And he wishes he'd never been born. And so there's this angel, Clarence, that comes and gives him the opportunity to see what it'd be like if he was never born. And so when things are changed and he goes back to Bedford Falls and sees the people, they don't know him. Because there's never been a George Bailey. And he wonders why everything is so much different. And a lot of people are not in good a shape as they should have been. They're not like they were before. And the angel keeps telling him, it's because you weren't there, George. You weren't there to change it. His brother in the movie wins a Congressional Medal of Honor, but in without George, he drowned when he was 9 years old, because at 9 years old, George saved him when he fell through the ice. And so he got all of those things, all because just this one individual. Now, when we're talking about that, I want to ask you about this. If that makes a difference, then what would be the difference if there had never been a Jesus? There'd never been a Jesus. For one thing, if there had never been a Jesus, I don't know what this year would be. Right now, it's 2011. But the only reason that we're in the year 2011 is because Jesus was born. Now you think about a man that has so much influence on the world that time revolves around his birth. In everywhere in the world. Now you know that in the Jewish calendar they're in the year 5000 something, I believe it is now. They didn't change their calendars, but you know, no matter what their calendar is, and there are other cultures that still have maintained their calendar that's particular to their culture and to their civilization, to their group, and they still hold that in esteem. But they don't operate on it. Maybe in some of their rituals and stuff, but in life they operate on the calendar that was created that revolves around A.D. and B.C., before Christ. What kind of influence does that say that individual had? Think about it. Time itself would be different if there had never been a Jesus. I don't know what year we'd be living in. B.C.E.? Doesn't change a thing, because the Christian era is only a result of him being here. I'm going to get to that here in a minute. If there had never been any Jesus, we wouldn't be here this morning, because there would not be any churches. Now, even if you do that, if you talk about the Christian era, That's saying right there that the Christian faith has such an impact on the world that it changed time. So no matter how you cut it, it still comes out. There's a great influence there, regardless of the people that want to say, What difference does he make? What difference does Jesus make? Well, if there hadn't been a Jesus, things would be a lot different time-wise. And like I said, no churches would exist. Wouldn't be anything a church. Wouldn't be any Baptist, Methodist, none of that stuff. No churches would exist. And I know there's people out there probably say, well, that'd be good riddance. But they're the ones that don't believe anyway. But since there would be no church, if we gathered to worship, we would either have to gather in a synagogue or a pagan temple. We'd either have to worship Yahweh or worship in some mythological group, Zeus or Jupiter, Shiva, whatever that one is over in India. But we would be either in a synagogue or pagan temple. Now, can you imagine BM and AM in the world today? BM before Muhammad, AM after Muhammad. Can you see the world changing no matter what? You see them changing time for him? BC and AC, before Caesar and after Caesar. How about BA and AA, before Alexander the Great and after Alexander the Great? BGK or AGK, before Genghis Khan, after Genghis Khan, before AH, after AH, before Attila the Hun, after Attila the Hun, BC, AC, before Charlemagne, after Charlemagne. I'm talking about some of the greatest people that ever lived as far as secular history is talking about. Then nobody would even given an inch to have changed time for them. These great prominent people from the great cultures. Do you realize that the Jewish nation was never considered a great culture? It was a powerful country during the days of David and Solomon. It has never been a center of culture. And yet in the midst of this world in which we live, this little country, this little place, somebody is born there that changes the world as we know it. A Jew changed the world. Do you realize that there are a lot of places in the world, including some places, I guess, here in this country, where people just absolutely do not like the Jews? They would like to see them annihilated. Why such a hatred for such an insignificant, in the realm of history, an insignificant group of people? Do you know the only thing that stirs up people about the Jews? It's Jesus. Isn't it amazing that in all these years we can't get our eyes off the Middle East? We can't get our mind off of Israel? Israel and the Jewish people hold a key to the whole world. Why? Because of one man. because of Jesus. You see, most of us, had it not been for Jesus, most of us would be living in a pagan world with no hope except what we could put in our particular mythology that we may be holding on to. You understand that in the days of the Old Testament, nobody but the Israelites, nobody but the Jewish people had access to God. In a true sense of thing. And the only way that a person could actually come into favor with God was to accept the Jewish society, to become what we would call proselyte. Because, you know, he said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, you go over the whole earth looking for people, making disciples of them, and you make them twice the son of hell that you are. Pagan world with no hope, living in mythology. That's what we would be, because we are, for the most part, I don't know if some of you in here, I don't know if there's any Jewish people with Jewish heritage that could say I'm a Jew or I'm from the Jewish heritage. But generally speaking, as Gentiles, we're cut off. Scripture says as Gentiles with no hope. Lost in the world. But you know, the greatest thing that I see, the greatest difference that it would make, Jesus had not been born in spite of all of these things. And how can you look at someone that had that much of an influence on the world in his time, and here 2,000 years later, still shrouded in mystery, still people that actually say, you know, I don't believe there was a Jesus. I believe he's a mythical character. How could a person that never existed have so much influence on the world? I mean, I know Santa Claus doesn't exist, and everybody knows that Santa Claus doesn't exist, and Santa Claus is very popular, and he has a big effect on the world, but nobody is going to change time over Santa Claus. Let's honor Santa Claus by revolving a whole time realm around him. You see, I doubt seriously we could have got that done today. But back then, it just seemed like a logical thing. Things have changed. He's changed time. He's changed the world. But in spite of all that, the greatest thing and the thing that I see the most effect upon us is that our hope of salvation would have been to become a Jew and keep the law. To become a Jew and keep the law. That would have been where our hope would be today had Jesus never been born. I'm not saying taking away God. I'm just talking about the fact had Jesus never been born. See, God was God before Jesus was born. But when Jesus was born, things changed. Had he not been born, they'd have stayed the same. And we'd still be, like I said, serving pagan gods. Or if we found out about the true and living God, we would be in the Jewish mode, doing the Jewish law, making the sacrifices, and trying to obtain our place with God through all that. Things would be quite different today if Jesus had never been born. We wouldn't even recognize the world around us if Jesus had never been born. And people want to just push him out, shut him aside, ignore him, and whatever they want to do, but they do not know what they're doing. When you look at what they're doing, we had to look at them with the same eyes that Jesus looked at His crucifiers when He was hanging on the cross. And He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Now, in the immediate, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were killing a thorn in their side. We're getting rid of this problem. And that's what people think today. So many people out here in the world think that Jesus is the problem. If we can just get rid of this Jesus stuff, a lot of our problems will go away. But without Jesus, it's hard to tell what kind of problems the world would have. I don't think I can even comprehend it. You know, much of the technology and much of the advancements that we have come through men who had a strong faith in God. I'm not saying some of the stuff that we've got we wouldn't have had. But the father of physics was a devout Christian that learned much of what he learned through his study of the Scriptures. And I'm talking about Sir Isaac Newton. And others that credit the revelation from God for their attempts at things. We might have not made it through the Dark Ages. There might have not been a Reformation. Who knows? But I do know that this one solitary life from a non-majority, from a minority race, changed the world. I'm glad he was born. Let's stand. You know, for years and years, at Christmas time here, Laverne would sing a song. I don't know if you remember. Some of you remember. She always sung a song, This Little Child. Well, age or something changed her voice to the point where she can't reach those high notes now. I mentioned to her the other day about singing it. She said, I can't get that high like I used to. Well, how many of you remember that little song, This Little Child? And the words of it is that this child was born so long ago would be